Welcome to Hope College Basketball on the Barber Ford pregame show. This afternoon from the DeVos Fieldhouse is the Hope College Flying Dutchman hosting Calvin College in the championship game of the MIAA postseason tournament. Hello, everybody. I'm Adam Prince along with Ron Weatherby. Coach Matt Neal's Flying Dutchman entered today's contest with a 20-6 record. Hope defeated Shrine in overtime 65-62 on Wednesday night to advance to today's game. The Flying Dutchmen were led by freshman Cody Stivey, who scored a career-high 18 points, and center Nate Van Arendock, who scored 16 points and added a season-high 12 rebounds in the come-from-behind victory for Hope College. Hope's opponent today is Calvin College. The Knights are led by head coach Kevin Vanderstreek, who is in his 18th year at the school. Calvin enters today's game with a 21-5 record. The Knights defeated Albion Wednesday night 64-55 to advance to today's championship game. Calvin was led by junior Jordan Brink, who scored 21 points, and senior Tyler Cruz, who added 18 points in the Calvin victory. The pregame show is brought to you by Barber Ford. A reminder that we're streaming all Hope games on our website, 927theband.com. Later in the pregame show, Ron will talk to Coach Tom Davlar, and we'll have the starting lineup brought to you by Lighthouse Title Group in Holland. Tell your realtor or mortgage representative you want to close at Lighthouse Title on East 16th Street in Holland. And the tip-off, which is brought to you by Hank's Auto Service on Van Oman Drive. For the best automotive service, go to Hank's Auto Service. Let's take a two-minute break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7theban.com. Welcome back to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7theban.com. You're listening to Barber Ford pregame show, where we're only about 16 minutes away from the Hope College Flying Dutchman taking on the Calvin Knights for a third time this season. And this one's for all the marbles for the MIAA postseason championship and an automatic berth into the NCAA Division III national tournament, Ron.
Well, everybody's kind of been looking forward to this, and everybody kind of figured at the beginning of the season that this is what would happen at this time of the year. It would be Hope Calvin, and everybody was right. Nobody was wrong.
Hope and Calvin both had to work very hard to get to this point, and this looks like it's going to be another one of those big Calvin-Hope battles.
It always is. It's always a good battle between these two ball clubs, and everybody's interested because nobody dares to pick this one. Everybody goes with their favorite, but nobody dares to really come out and say, all right, for this reason or that, this is going to be a ball game that's one-sided or whatever. Nobody knows what happens in the Hope College basketball game against Calvin, and that's true year after year after year. Very seldom is it settled by more than a half a dozen points.
I think you said something about Hope Calvin and it being close, but and if that's what you did indeed say, that's absolutely true. I think the last game was an anomaly to what the series is usually like. We were fortunate to get off to a big early start, and we'd like to do that again, but that would be very difficult, if not impossible, today. We know the Knights and the Flying Dutchmen have a lot to play for today, and I think in this particular instance, you try to focus less in on the Hope versus Calvin thing, as you do both teams, that this is for the MIAA championship tournament game that's going to allow you play next week in the NCAA tournament.
Well, the crowd is kind of filtering in, a little bit slow coming into the auditorium this afternoon, as I see a number of empty seats yet.
That's right. If Ernie Harwell would be on the air, he'd tell you, corner of Michigan and Trumbull, we still have some seats available. So if you can get here, find a parking spot, you'll probably be able to get in today. We'll have a nice full crowd, but it won't be necessarily a sellout.
Well, I know, again, looking at Calvin and talking to some of the people out there from Calvin, they're very worried about the Flying Dutchman. And every time that they start talking about it, they start talking about a young man by the name of Alex Edson.
Well, Alex has had two great games against the Knights this year, so I'm sure he's the focus of their attention. You know, both teams have players they rely on to do certain things. Alex has shot the ball very well for us and been a presence in both games. Tyler Cruz, Jordan Brinks are guys that can be those kind of players for the Knights. And, everybody has a bullseye on their back today, whether it's in the maroon and gold or the orange and white.
Well, the thing that kind of impressed me with the two previous ball games is the way Van Arendock was able to intimidate Tyler Cruz. I thought Cruz altered his shots oftentimes out there just with his presence, not alone his blocking ability.
Well, VA has played very well in both these games. I think it's been a real key for us. As far as the team play goes, the key thing has been our ability to out-rebound them in both games, because that hasn't happened very often on their schedule this year. And I'm sure Coach Vanderstreek and his staff and his players have been hammering that point home the last couple days. And we have as well, that battle on the boards is a real key thing. And Nate's a key player in that for us, but we can't just rely on him to rebound the basketball. All five of our guys in the game at whatever what time have to be able to get their man off and get us the basketball if we want to run and transition and do the things that we want to do on the offensive end.
Well, I think Hope Guard's got some pretty good shots in the first two ball games, and a lot of that is because I think we're quicker than what Calvin is at the guard spot.
Well, we've had some success, and every game is a game of adjustments. When you play teams for a third time, as you saw the other night with Chine, I mean, both teams are going to make adjustments. We feel that we're in a pretty good position, but you can't take anything for granted just because you won a couple games or because you're at home. Because this series and this rivalry does play a part. I'm not trying to downplay that at all, but it's no secret that the MIAA generally comes down to whether you're talking the regular season or now in the tournament for the past 20 years, so how many years we've had it, it comes down to Hope and Calvin. And so it should be no surprise that these two teams are meeting here again this afternoon for the right to be MIAA tournament champions and the right to go on to play next week.
Well, you like being home when you play this ball game because a lot of support by the home crowd, and even though they split the tickets, it seems like your home team crowd out there will make some noise.
Well, I think any coach anytime wants to play at home. However, in this series recently, that hasn't always played out. It has this year and last year, okay, but we did win a game earlier this year in Grand Rapids. We've won some MIAA tournament games in Grand Rapids. They've won some in Holland. So we look up there again. It says home visitor or Hope Calvin, whichever scoreboard you're looking at. It's also zero underneath, and those numbers don't start to change until the game starts. And, I don't want to oversimplify things, but every game is its own entity. And just because something happened in game A or game B doesn't necessarily mean it's going to happen in game C.
Yeah, you don't get 10 points per ball game out there as a prize, you might say, for winning those two ball games.
We'd like that this year. Yeah. We'd like that, but that's not happening.
So, this is another ball game out there where we have the TV timeouts. You're going to come back and give an opinion on that. You like it, dislike it?
Well, I'm of the opinion that it doesn't matter, because what matters is that whoever wins this game today, next week, is playing in the NCAA tournament where they do use the media timeouts. And that's why we basically were in favor of this week, suggesting that the MIAA teams, the four teams that started this tournament this week, should play under those rules and regulations, because the team that wins today is going to face that next week. Now, Hope and Calvin do play a couple games during the year where we use the media timeouts. However, the Wisconsin schools, the CCIW, and others use them every game in and out during the league season. And I think it does make for some tweaks, some strategy, and so forth, substitution, whatever. So that's the reason for going for it. And, we've got to today and hopefully on into next week be able to adjust. So whatever it is, it's a 40-minute game or 45, as we saw the other night. We've got to play hard together as a team. They ought to come out on top. It's going to be a real challenge. We're going to have to go out and earn it. There's absolutely nothing wrong with having to do that, and we look forward to this opportunity.
Well, let's go out and pick up this one, and we got one under our belt as the Hope College Flying Dutchman still shooting at the left end of the east side of the court here, and the Calvin Knights have gone into their locker room for their pregame talk by Coach Vanderstreek, and so 8 minute shows up on the scoreboard clock, so we're about 8 minutes away from basketball here at the DeVos. And as I'm talking again, people are still standing in line for tickets as the teams that divide this in half, and they each get half of the tickets and no reserve seats for this tournament ball game. And the teams, they have extra tickets, turn them in, and there are usually some seats around, and they are right now. So there's still an opportunity to come down and pick up a ticket for this ball game.
Ron, I just had to talk to a couple fans while I was up in the concourse just now. They were like, this is the big one. I was like, just another game. Just another Hope Calvin game. They're all big, but this one, a little bit more emphasis on it. There's a lot more at stake.
Well, you're right about that. We talked about that. As Coach Dav said, both of them are focused more on the fact that this is for the championship of the tournament, and this is for the NCAA spot that the MIAA will get if you win this ball game. And so that's what the teams are interested in, not quite so much the rivalry tonight. And this is what he's thinking about this particular ball game.
Should be an interesting ball game. We're just about 7 minutes away from action, and we have another game coming up later this afternoon, or well, this evening at 7:30, the Flying Dutch of Hope College. Brian Morehouse's crew of women will be coming in the DeVos Fieldhouse to try to defend their MIAA championship that they won last year, as they will be taking on Calvin College in the women's MIAA championship game.
And they give you just enough time so that you can come down, watch this ball game, head out for a quick supper, come on back and watch the Lady Dutch out there as they take on the Knights in the second ball game. So it works out perfectly. It takes care of your Saturday. You get a chance to take your wife out for supper and come back and then enjoy that ball game.
If you can't come back to the DeVos Fieldhouse and join us for that ball game, that game will be broadcast live here on 92.7 The Van. The pregame show starting at 7:10, where the Barber Ford pregame show tip-off is at 7:30.
And the broadcasting class from Hope College will have it on the computer, and I think that they've got both computers working. Maybe even we can peek today.
Oh, yeah, they had the monitor wasn't working last game, couple games, so it's nice that they got that working. So if Ron is blocked from anything tonight, he's going to be able to peek over and see what's going on. And the nice thing about this, though, too, Ron, is that if there is an issue with anything that goes on in the game, now they are able to go to the monitor and check it, if at all possible.
Now, are they able to do that? I'm not technical savvy out here.
They should be able to do
that. With their computer as to, you know, bring something back and forth like that to take a look?
I would think that they should be able to do that. The equipment looks to be modern in just as with everything else. It's a digital monitor and everything. I'm guessing they'll probably be able to do that like they are during the regular Hope and Calvin games that they televise on television during the regular season.
We have the extra official here today as well, so that if one of the officials gets injured or something like this on the court, we do have the extra official here that will step right in, take his spot over, and so you don't have a situation where you got three officials and one guy twists an ankle or something, can't continue, that you have to go with two. They have the extra one here.
Yeah, and they're not taking any chances. A big game here between these two squads. And it's kind of interesting that it looks like the stadium is filling in very quite well, Rod. A late arriving crowd are going to fill up the rest of those seats, it looks like. And in the far corner, up in the top rungs of the student section in the far corner, the Hope College Flying Dutch are here as well to cheer on their counterparts for the men.
I think they probably got everything covered, because I believe, as I saw walking in, that in the storage room they do have an extra basket in case somebody breaks a backboard or something, that they can sweep up the glass and bring in another basket as well. So I think they've got everything covered.
Now, don't tell Nate Van Arendock that, because he might just try to do it.
And what Adam was referring to is that Nate did break a backboard when playing up in Grand Haven as a high school ball player, and he uses this as his claim to fame, as he would like to do it again if possible.
Big difference, though. In that game, they had to actually move gymnasiums. They had to go to a different gymnasium to finish that game because they did not have a backup basket. So they had to go all the way to Jenison to finish that game. So that was an article. There was an article, nice article written about Nate Van Arendock in the paper the other day, and it referenced that.
So just a lot of fun. Makes it good for everybody out here. Gives the fans something to talk about, and the players as well.
Well, let's send it back to the studio for a two-minute break. You're listening to the Barber Ford pregame show on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Welcome back to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. You're listening to the Barber Ford pregame show. We're only minutes away from the Flying Dutchman taking on Calvin for the third time this year, and this time it's for all the marbles as the MIAA championship is at stake, and a berth into the NCAA Division III National Championship Tournament also at stake. Big game here, Ron, as these two ball clubs are ready and the crowd is ready, as we have the full Duke crew here in the corner right across from us. And Calvin a little bit late getting their starting lineups in, and it looks like there is a little bit of a change in the starting lineups, as it looks.
They're going with three guards, it looks like. Tyler Dykstra doesn't look like he's going to be in the starting lineup.
No,
otherwise it's the same, and they're putting in Parks in Tyler's place. Now, he had a good ball game.
Yes, he did.
Against Albion.
Let's pause right now for the national anthem.
To honor America with the singing of our national anthem, please welcome Ms. Sarah Feaster and Ms. Mary Westenbrook.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets ran well, the bombs burst in the air, gave breath through the night, that our flag was still there. Oh,
national anthem. And for the call of the starting lineups, here is play-by-play man Ron Weatherby.
Thank you, Adam. And are you ready for some basketball this afternoon and this evening? It's going to be the Calvin Knights against the Flying Dutchman in this one, and the Lady Knights against the Hope College Flying Dutch in the evening ball game. For the Calvin Knights this afternoon, it looks like they're going to go with a three-guard offense. At those guards, it'll be Jordan Brink, a 6'3", 183-pound junior out of Dreyer, Indiana. At the other guard, it'll be Jordan Daly, a 6'3", 185-pound sophomore from Grand Rapids Christian. The third guard will be Austin Parks, a 6-foot, 185-pound sophomore out of Niles, Michigan, averaging 6.1 points. The center for the Knights, Tyler Cruz, 6'9", 235-pound senior from Granville Calvin Christian. He's averaging 15.7. And at the other forward, it'll be Mickey DeVries, a 6'7", 235-pound senior from Lansing, Michigan, under the direction of Calvin Vandestreek, who is in his 18th season. For the Hope College Flying Dutchman, at the guards tonight, it'll be Ben Gardner, a 6-foot, 165-pound sophomore from Carmel, Indiana. Ben is averaging 12.5. At the other guard, Alex Edson, a 6'2", 190-pound sophomore from Grand Haven, picking up 13.7 points a game. The center for the Flying Dutchman, Nate Van Arendonk, 6'10", 255 senior from Grand Haven, averaging 10 points a ball game. At the forward, Grant Neal, 6'3", 200-pound senior from Holland West, Ottawa. The other forward, the freshman, Cody Stivey, 6'7", 185-pound freshman from Hudsonville, under the direction of Coach Matt Neal in his fourth season.
It is electric here in the DeVos Fieldhouse this afternoon. A raucous crowd here at the DeVos as you have the Drew crew in Section 10. And then the Calvin Knights crowd over in Section 5. We have, it's going to be a rowdy game for both these clubs and a major game for both because right now the automatic berth into the NCAA Division III championship is at stake.
I don't see any flags. I don't see any hit towels.
Nope.
I don't know if they have those along with them or if they're just going to go solo on here.
The opening tip-off is presented by Hayes Auto Service on Van Oma Drive. For the best automotive service, go to Hayes Auto Service. And for the call, the play-by-play, here's play-by-play man Ron Weatherby.
Oh, thank you, Adam. Van Arendonk will be jumping center against Tyler Cruz. The Knights spread out, making Hope change their setup a little bit. The tip is controlled by Grant Neal. Gardner with the basketball out to Stivey and immediately putting on some pressure with Vicky DeVries. Cody took his eye off the basketball, hit him in the hands, and bounced out of bounds. Turnover for the Flying Dutchman, and the Knights will have the basketball. Brink drives for the hole, has a shot blocked by Grant Neal. So Grant right there with a big paw up in the air was able to knock that one away. Calvin will keep it underneath their own basket. Daly will inbound the ball for the Knights. They get it into Cruz. Cruz back out in front to Parks. Can't get a shot away. Works his way up back to the right wing underneath to Cruz. Cruz and Van Arendonk back and forth. They move it on the outside. Can't get the shot underneath and the ball tipped out of bounds off the hands of Parks as Edson reached in, just tipped that basketball, hit Parks on the other hand, out of bounds, and this one's going to belong to the Flying Dutchman. Each team with a turnover on their first trip up the court. Gardner at the point to Stivey. Stivey leaves it for Edson. Edson to the top of the key, right side Neal. Brings up, picks his dribble, back to Edson. Edson baseline to Van Arendonk. 4-foot jumper, no good. Edson with the rebound, puts it back up and puts it in. Hope College with the first basket of the ball game. Calvin on the attack to DeVries on the left wing. Gets his dribble over to the right side to Parks. Parks going one-on-one with Gardner, takes him baseline. Back to Cruz. His shot good. All right, one thing I see immediately with what Calvin's going to do, Adam, is that they're not going to Cruz underneath. When Aaron Dock kicks rolling, they're bringing Cruz out, and he's going to be shooting as the ball is stolen by Calvin. Down, and again, the shot blocked by Grant Neal. Two shots for the Knights, and Grant blocked both of them. Edson's shot is short, Cruz with the rebound, and they're going to move Cruz outside about to the top of the, not the top of the circle, but around that the paint in the middle and let him shoot from there. Shot underneath, no good by Brink. Back out to Gardner. Gardner, left corner. Edson loses the basketball. Touch last by Calvin. We're tied at two. Just underway here at the DeVos. And it'll be Stivey that will inbound the ball underneath Hope's basket. Gets it into Grant. Puts the shot up. It's short. Tip. No good. Rebound comes down to the Knights as Daly picks it off. Cruz from the outside. No, no good with the shot. Hustling gets the rebound out. There was Daly. Daly just out hustled Hope. Daly from the right corner. No good. And Van Arendonk with the rebound. We're tied at two. Edson coast to coast. His shot, yes! So Edson puts a Flying Dutch ahead. Dutchman ahead. 4-0. Or 4-2, excuse me. Cruz had the one shot. Brink with the basketball. Over to DeVries. DeVries back to Brink at the point. Over to left wing Parks. Parks. Baseline. DeVries, his reverse layup, no good. Benarendonk with the rebound. Gardner underneath, Stivey. Oh, beautiful pass by Gardner. He just crossed the timeline through an alley-oop pass, and Stivey was right there to put it in. 6-2, Hope. Little jumper, no good. That one by Parks. Rebound comes to Hope. Gardner on the right side, cross court. Edson, the Benarendonk. He goes up, and he is fouled. I think that's going to go against DeVries.
That's going to go against Cruz.
Calvin Call number 42, Tyler Cruz. That is his first.
Alex Edson had two really good performances against Calvin in, earlier in the season. It looks like he's right there having another one here at the early going this ball game.
Benarendonk puts it in. 7-2, Hope with the lead. Subs coming in for Calvin. Brad Visser comes into the ball game along with Dykstra.
Calvin is 1-for-8 to start this ball game from the field, Ron.
Second one is good. So VA puts in a pair. 8-2, 16:30 left. We'll have to talk a little bit when he gets to the free throw line sometime, Adam, about the Comets. Ball tipped out of bounds. Hope's going to keep it. About what Benarendonk thinks about when he steps to the line. There's an article in the paper on that. Calvin with the basketball. Austin Parks works in and out against Gardner. They give it to Cruz. Hands it off underneath to Brink. He takes it underneath and his shot. Again, Grant Neal right there to block that one. And it's going to belong to the Knights.
Is that ball pinballed off a couple different people out of bounds.
So Grant with three blocks already in the ball game. Cruz for three, off the front of the iron. Neal is there with a rebound. Edson coast to coast, and he gets called for traveling.
Calvin right now, ice cold from the field. 1-10 to start this ball game, Ron.
8-2, Hope with a lead, 15-58. Three-pointer, no good. By Parks, rebound, Benarendonk. Over to Stivey to Gardner. Gardner will walk it up. We haven't had a media timeout yet. Around goes Edson. Stivey for three. Yes!
Vander Streets took that one.
And a timeout is called. It's going to be a 30-second timeout by Kelvin as they go down 11-2. At the 15:32 mark of the first half.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. This is a reminder of the last matchup between these two teams here at the DeVos Fieldhouse. The Flying Dutchman got out to a very quick lead, and Calvin got rattled and never really got back into the ball game. The Knights, having the same issue as they had in that last ball game, just couldn't seem to get a shot to fall, and Calvin's having the same issues here this afternoon. They are 1-for-11 to start this ball game. That's 9% from the field. Calvin's got to get something going right here, or this game could be a blowout really early, Ron.
Well, let's not count it yet, but Hope very aggressive offensively out there tonight. This afternoon.
Oh, they're playing great defense, forcing Calvin into a lot of bad shots.
Cruz with a shot baseline, no good. Edson with the rebound. Here comes Edson. This time, Calvin is back with three defenders. Ball is knocked out of Edson's hand. The official said, off your leg and out of bounds. And now we have our first TV timeout. Hope ahead, 11-2, 15-14 on the clock.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods.
I just like the play so far right now of Grant Neal. He is really, really working hard. He's had three blocks on the defensive end. He's taken a couple of shots, hasn't made any yet, but he's starting out very strong for the Flying Dutchman this afternoon.
The Flying Dutchman also controlling the boards in this early going. They have 9 rebounds to Calvin's five. So they're doing a good job at getting the boards here in the early going of this ball game. And defensively, the Flying Dutchmen are doing a good job at just keeping Calvin to perimeter shots. They aren't getting any shots underneath, and a lot of the shots are being taken from outside. And right now, Tyler Cruz is 1-for-4 from the field. And that's just not going to cut it if the Knights are going to win this ball game, because they need a good scoring afternoon from Jordan Brink and from Tyler Cruz if they're going to win.
Well, the guy that's kind of the secret over here, you might say, of some success is Mickey DeVries, as Mickey does most of their rebounding and also is a pretty good offensive ball player, averaging about 10 points a ball game. And, you know, they need him out there. And so far, I think I've only called his name once.
Yeah, Mickey DeVries reminds me a lot of Caleb Byers. He's kind of an unsung hero. Goes out there and gets some rebounds and does the little dirty work that you need to do to win ball games.
So it'll be Calvin with the basketball. Parks will bring it up against Gardner. Starts to the right side. Goes to the right wing. Feeds underneath to Cruz. Cruz backs in against Menarindock. Get a hook shot. No good. It bounces off the other side. Gardner with the basketball. Walks to the right side. Gets it to Edson. Edson's guarded by Brink underneath Menarindock. Slam dunk by Menarindock. 13-2, Hope with the lead. Parks around the left wing to Cruz on the baseline. Cruz again backs in, gets a pass outside. Shot taken, no good by Visser. Loose basketball rolls around, the whistle blows.
I believe they're going to get Alex Edson on this one as he was diving for the loose ball.
Edson and Cruz both on the court.
Team's first.
Daly comes back in for Calvin.
One team foul against both teams right now.
In pass to Cruz. To Parks. Parks wants to get it back to Cruz. Now he does. Cruz makes a move in the paint. Kicks it back on the outside. Daly to the baseline. 3-6.
Oh, that's four.
Grant Neal with a block. Gardner all the way. His shot is blocked. Picked up underneath by Daly. Parks will bring it up for the Knights. Into the right corner. Gives the ball to Visser. Visser back to Cruz, who's way up on top. Dykstra to the basket. Ball knocked out of bounds. And
oh,
it's
wow.
By Dykstra. That time Stivey was the guy who knocked it away. And so Calvin sends in Dan Stout, and a timeout is called, I believe. Timeout, this one's going to go against Calvin.
30-second timeout.
Great defensive play on that one by Stivey. He knocked the ball off of Dykstra and got the turnover. And it was they were kind of roughhousing underneath because Dykstra knocked Stivey down, and then Stivey bounced right back up and made a good play as Dykstra was trying to drive the baseline on him.
Now we're going to have our first look at Brock Benson, who's going to come into the ball game for Menarindock. 13-2, Hope with the lead. 13:43 left in the first half.
13:43 into this, or with 13:43 left in this first half, Calvin is 1-for-15 from the field. That's 6%, Ron. Calvin just cannot buy a bucket to start this ball game.
So Gardner with the basketball, kind of waits on top, looks around, alley-oops it into Benson. Nice little backdoor move by Edson, but he misses a reverse layup. Rebound comes to Stout. Stout over to Daly. Cross court Parks. And Coach Vandestreek wanting him to do something, but he's not doing much. Now finally he drives, gives it off to Daly, over in the right wing. Underneath to DeVries. He puts it up, puts it in. So Mickey DeVries back down Edson and took him to the hole. 13-4, Hope with the lead. Edson with the basketball. Cross court, Stivey. Underneath, flips it over to Benson. Benson loses the handle on it, picked up by the Knights. On the right side, Daly. Underneath, Dykstra. His shot drops in. So Kelvin now working the ball down low to other people other than Cruz, as DeVries is trying to back his man down. Dykstra doing the same. Gardner runs into Stout, and it was off Stout. So Hope will have it. Cody McMahon comes in along with Caleb Byers for the Flying Dutchman. 13-6, Hope with the lead. So it's changed quickly here. Underneath, McMahon. McMahon being harassed on the outside by Brink. Takes it to the point, back to Gardner. Jump shot, no, he made the pass over here. Kind of surprised Brock Benson. Got away from him and right into the hands of Mickey DeVries. 13-6, Hope with the lead. With the basketball, on the attack. The Knights break all the way around the right side. Stout at the top of the key. Stout gives it on the right side to Daly. His shot in and out. Ball bounces around. Rebound comes down, and we're going to have a foul.
Oh.
Thought it was going to be a jump ball.
That's what it looked like to me. It looked like both players had possession of the ball.
And it's going to go
against Grant Neal?
Against, no, 40, I thought he said Benson.
Benson. I didn't think Benson was anywhere in the area.
So they're not putting anything up on this.
Yeah, they just put it up. It's against Brock Benson. Kind of an odd foul to call, and we have a media timeout. This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods and snack health before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. Hope's bread and butter is to dump the ball underneath and to drive the lane. They did a very good job at that against Trine the other night of driving to the hole. That's something they can't do against Calvin. Calvin is the only team in the MIAA that has enough height to prevent the Flying Dutchman from doing that. And the Flying Dutchman are having a little bit of issues with that here in the early going. They're driving in the lane and not getting enough penetration to make those baskets.
Well, part of it is the timing is not right there with Benson at this particular time. The first time he lost the ball underneath when they fed him, he was practically in the air when the ball was thrown to him. And he had trouble standing up, and he was losing the basketball, and Calvin took it. Then the next one, a man drove to the basket, look-away pass, and it hit him in the hands. And then, again, he was not expecting the ball, and he was not ready to catch it. So he had two situations where he couldn't control the basketball underneath, and Hope turned it over.
Well, it's a 13-6 lead here for the Flying Dutchman with 11:34 left in the first half. Game far from over. A lot of basketball to be played.
Cruz comes back in for the Knights. So the Knights pretty much with their starters back in the ball game. Hope with their second unit in as Byers is in. And along with Benson, McMahon, Gardner is the only one that stays in for the starters.
And Grant Neal.
That's right, Grant. On the outside, the Knights break with the basketball. He puts up a long triple. No good. Rebound, Daly. Back out to Parks, and everybody thought he traveled. And the shot goes in. ...13-9. Knights coming back. Gardner underneath the Benson. Giving goal to Gardner. Reverse layup, good. Beautifully executed between Benson and Gardner. Calvin with the basketball. Brink on the weave. Ball was tipped by McMahon, but out of bounds. It'll stay with Calvin. Mickey DeVries will inbound the ball. Out front to Parks. Parks gets a screen by Cruz. Cruz breaks open, and Parks fed him, and he had an easy layup. 15-11, Hope on top. Gardner has the ball knocked out of bounds, saved on the right side. Good hustle by the Knights as Brink saved it. Cruz couldn't hang on to it. Got a hand on it. Kind of tipped it. And who caught the ball was Mickey DeVries. And Calvin's got it on the attack. Reverse layup. It's good by Jordan Brink. Oh. Byers drives and has a shot blocked. Again, that was Mickey DeVries, I think. DeVries and Dykes were both there as Carlson comes in. Otto Edson comes back as does an errand up.
And Carlson checks in for Gardner.
Otto will set it up, gets it into Edson. Edson baseline to Vanarendonk, bounce pass, almost got away. Back to Edson on the right side, underneath Vanarendonk. Carlson can't get a shot away, feeds Edson. Nine on the shot clock. Carlson, five, four, long three. Just an alley-oop touch shot and didn't even get to the backboard. And coming back into the ball game is Brad Visser. Mickey DeVries goes out. Kelvin's starting to take control here against this group. Here comes Parks with the basketball. Over to Dykstra. Dykstra back out in front to Brink. Edson's on Brink. Brink takes him low, fadeaway shot, good. Where's that big lead you were talking about, Adam? We're tied at 15. On the move, and Arendonk up on top as the ball slapped out of his hand. DeVries with the, Cruz with the basketball. Over to Brink. Back and forth, Cruz, Brink. To Parks at the point. Drives in the lane. Fade away. No good. Fires. With a dip. Otto underneath. With Aaron Dock. No. Gives it up on the outside. To Parks. To Cruz. Oh, Brink. Otto made a jumping move out there. Landed on the basketball. Takes it. Coast to coast. Misses. Byers tip misses. Rebound comes up to Calvin. Parks walks up. We're tied at 15. Parks on the right side. Carlson's on him. Picks up his dribble. 16 on the shot clock.
And he traveled.
Stout coming back in, along with DeVries. Also Daly. And we have the second TV timeout.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods and snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. Calvin isn't necessarily shooting the ball better than the Hope College right now. They're just shooting it more. The Flying Dutchmen have turned over the ball eight times and have only taken 16 shots. Calvin has taken 24 shots here in this game. Hope College just needs to start getting some more shots in order to get back into this ball game, Ron.
Well, the defense now has changed a little bit in that what Calvin is doing to them is that they're bringing their big man up top. In other words, you have a guard coming off, and Calvin will bring Cruz up, set a screen for him. And as the guard will go around the screen, Calvin is leaving, going down underneath the basket, and our big men are helping out with the guard going around. And so the man that set the screen wide open underneath twice underneath the basket for an easy bucket.
Well, we also saw Tyler Cruz kind of get a little bit into this game. As soon as Van Arendok went to the bench, Cruz was able to go in there and get a couple baskets to get himself going too. So there is a little bit of method to the madness. Calvin did not get rattled here in this ball game like they did earlier in the earlier matchup between these two teams. They took advantage of what they needed to do and made a nice comeback. And now with 7:30 left in this first half, it's 15 all and anybody's ball game.
Break gets kind of set the tone out there for the Knights in this little run. He's out of the ball game right now. Stout is in for the Knights. In the middle to Van Arendok. Back out to Otto. Van Arendok against Stout. Kicks it to Stivey. This one in and out of the basket. Rebound comes to Parks. 3-on-3. Parks all the way. Puts it up. No good. Rebound Van Arendok. To Carlson. Ahead to Otto. Oh, trouble. Otto puts it in. 17-15, Hope on top. On the outside, Parks leaves it for Daly. Daly on the right side, underneath to Carlson, and the ball's tipped out of his hands. It's going to stay with Calvin. Visser will inbound it for Calvin. Gets it to Daly, his jump shot short. Knights rebound, put it back up and in. Daly followed his shot beautifully. Put it up and in, and we're tied at 17. Stivey with the ball. Leaves it on the weave. Carlson underneath Edson. Edson, Van Arendok. And Van Arendok, I think, got caught for traveling.
No, he stepped out of bounds. Too far underneath the basket when he got that pass, and I was stepped on the end line.
Yeah, when you have size 13 shoes, that takes up a lot of room.
I know all about that.
6:15 left, 17 apiece. Calvin with the basketball. Edson on him. Into Stout, back out in front to Visser. Visser into the paint, leaves it for Daly. Underneath the Stout. Stout, reverse layup, yes. Calvin takes their first lead of the ball game. 19-17. Underneath. And almost thrown away by Otto. Over to Edson. He puts it up. It's short. Van Arendok rebounds. Back to Otto. Underneath, the ball knocked away. Parks for the Knights. Right side Daly. Underneath they go to DeVries. Ball knocked out, but DeVries gets it back. Misses. Stout with a rebound. Outside for three. Yes! Brad Visser with the triple. 22-17. Calvin on top. Carlson to the left wing. Finds Otto on the wing. Underneath Van Arendok and a foul against Stout. That will not be a shooting foul.
That is only the fourth foul between both teams. And we're over three quarters of our way into this first half. So they're letting these two teams play.
Benson, Grant Neal, and Gardner come in for Hope. And let's see, we've got Dykstra back in. Cruz is in.
DeVries.
DeVries, he stayed in. Yep. Grant with the basketball underneath to Benson. Back out Gardner for three. Yes. Three. 22-20. Calvin with the lead and the basketball. Brank to the left wing. Out front DeVries. Right side Daly. Back to Cruz on top. Goes low. DeVries' shot knocked away by Stivey. Gardner picks it up. Almost lost it. Gets it to Neal. Grant to Stivey over in the right wing. On the weave. Edson for three. No, off the mark. Rebound by Cruz. So Calvin will get the basketball. Along the right side, all the way is Brink. Cut off at the baseline by Edson. Takes it out to the wing, puts in a triple. 25-20, Kelvin up by five. 3:46 left in this first half. Gardner to the right wing, underneath. Cut off underneath by Cruz. Having problems, probably hits Benson. Back to Gardner. Gardner takes it in the paint, puts it up, off, misses. Cruz with the rebound. Hope not getting good shots underneath. On the left wing, Benson tried to knock it away, but Brink got it back. Takes Edson in, brings him back out, brings it in, and gets a foul. So Edson trying to stay with Brink on a one-on-one situation, and committed the foul.
That will be Edson's second foul, and he'll check out of the ballgame. Corey McMahon will check back in for the Flying Dutchman. And that's another media timeout, the final one of the first half. This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. Flying Dutchman and Calvin now almost virtually shooting the same percentage from the field. Calvin shooting 34%, Hope shooting 36%. The Flying Dutchman got out to early leads in both of the ball games against Calvin earlier this season, and were shooting lights out from three-point land in both those games. Here early on, they're only 2 for 5 from three-point land. They're not really taking three-pointers, but most of all, Calvin is playing a lot more aggressively defensively than they did in those prior two ball games, Ron. They aren't giving Hope College the open looks that they did in those other ball games.
Well, the Knights all of a sudden found a spark, and that spark, I thought, was started by Brink, as he was starting to dive for everything loose on the floor and keeping control of the basketball. And this was contagious. And that went to the rest of the ball club, and you saw a complete change in that ball club as they started to make their move and catch up with Hope and then take the lead.
Well, their bench is outplaying our bench right now. Calvin has 7 points from their bench. We only have 2 from ours. Our second unit needs to step up and help us out here and get us back in this ball game with Calvin up 25-20 with 3:10 left in the first half.
Calvin's got their starters in the ball game. The only one not out there is Dykstra's out there in place of Parks. No, Parks is out there too. Parks with the basketball to the right wing. Wants to get it to Cruz. Benson's fronting him. Cruz gets it, puts it back on top. To Brink. And McMahon went up, came down on him. No foul. Outside to Cruz. Got it. 27-20, Calvin. Gardner takes his time. Hope spreads their offense out a little bit. And we'll start to run the offense. McMahon over to Neal. Bounce pass underneath Benson. Fakes left, goes right, puts it up and in. Benson. 27-22, Calvin. 2 minutes left in the half. On the weave, Brink has it up on top to Dykstra. Dykstra looks, finds Cruz. Left wing to Brink. Down to the high post out there, Dykstra. And the ball knocked out of his hand, but he gets it back. Leaves it for Parks. Parks all the way around the edge. As a shot blocked by Benson, picked up Cruz. No good. Neal with a rebound. To Gardner. Gardner back in the corner. Takes his move on the right side. Goes to the wing. Out front to Benson. Underneath Byers. He's got it. 27-24, Calvin. 1 minute left in the half. Right side is Brink. spins around. Out front, Cruz. Yes. With only a two-pointer. 29-24. Kelvin. Gardner just walks it up. All the way around the edge. Underneath, tried to get it to Benson. Gets the ball back. Puts it up off the window. Tip by Byers. And DeVries nails it down.
Ben Gardner is going to get the foul and a hold underneath.
Got a little rough underneath that one. About three guys found the floor and ended up laying on it.
Calvin's going to hold the ball for the final shot here.
Sparks goes all the way. Gardner chases him. Back and forth. Leaves it for Brink. 15 on the shot clock. 12. Brink gets McMahon. Going to want to drive. There he is. Fires away. No. Tip. No. Rebound. No. And the buzzer goes off. Calvin, 29. Hope, 24.
It's time for the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show on 92.7 The Van. But first, let's send it back to the studio for this two-minute break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Hope College Basketball and the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show on 92.7 The Van. We're here at the DeVos Fieldhouse for the MIAA Men's Championship. As Calvin leads at halftime, 29-24, they're having a nice ceremony here at center court for the commissioner of the MIAA, who is
it's kind of a unique gift out here that they're presenting. Both of the, it's a flag, and it has a diagonal from one side to the other, and the upper left-hand side is Calvin, and the bottom right-hand side is Hope. So they got blue as part of it, maroon is the other part, and then the initials of the different schools. So he's got a flag that represent both schools.
Now, a nice parting gift as he's retiring from the MIAA commissionership. And you can almost hear a pin drop in the stadium. This is like the most quiet it's gotten since the tip-off of this ball game. Let's take a look at team statistics first for Calvin College. They are shooting 35% from the field in the first half, 13 of 37. They are 3 of 10 from three-point land for 30%. They did not attempt a free throw. They are out-rebounding the Flying Dutchman. They have 20 rebounds, 9 offensive boards, 11 defensive boards. That's compared to Hope's 18 rebounds. They have turned over the ball 4 times. The Flying Dutchman are only shooting 40% from the field, 10 of 25. They are 2 of 5 from three-point land, which is also 40%, and they only took 2 free throws in the first half and made both of them. Hope's rebounding is 18, 4 offensive, 14 defensive. An uncharacteristic thing for the Flying Dutchman, they had 10 turnovers in the first half, so a very uncharacteristic thing for the Flying Dutchman is they were unable to take care of the ball in the first half. Individual statistics for Calvin College. I said at one point when Calvin was having their issues that two guys needed to heat up in the ball game, and that the game relied around those two players, Tyler Cruz and Jordan Brink. And no surprise, Tyler Cruz, 8 points, 6 rebounds. Jordan Brink, right behind him, he has 7 points, 2 assists, and 1 rebound. Mickey DeVries has 2 points and 2 rebounds. Jordan Daly has 2 points and 5 rebounds. Austin Parks has 3 points and 1 rebound, along with 2 assists. Brad Visser came off the bench and added 3 points. And Tyler Dykstra has 2 points. And Daniel Staub, 2 points, 2 rebounds, and 1 assist. Individual statistics for the Flying Dutchman of Hope College. Cody Stivey has 5 points and 2 rebounds. Ben Gardner has 5 points and 2 assists. Nate Van Arendock had a solid first half rebounding. He had 4 points in that first half, but had 8 rebounds in the first half. Alex Edson has 4 points, 3 rebounds, and 1 assist. Caleb Byers has 2 points and 2 rebounds. Sam Otto chipped in off the bench also with another 2 points. And Brock Benson had 2 points and three assists in the first half. I see that you got the pen out and you're making some circles around. What are you taking a look at there, Ron?
Well, there isn't much that you're going to find out here on the score sheet right now, because you take a look and everything is pretty even. One thing that jumps out a little bit at me, I don't think I ever remember going a half without having a free throw by Kelvin. If you look at past ball games and so forth, the way Kelvin runs their offense and drives underneath the basket, they have a tendency to get fouled often and go to the free throw line. They were not to the free throw line in this first half. Now,
well, they weren't really driving to the basket in this game, and that is one of the,
not, you know, that wasn't their game, and you could see that.
And you could see, and Tyler Cruz was one of the ones that was basically settling for jump shots, and at the beginning of the game, he wasn't hitting them, but towards the end of the half, he started making them.
He's starting to move around, like from the free throw line in the half circle out there. That's where he moves in that area, and that's where he's taking a lot of his shots. So, and he hits pretty well from out there. If you remember one of the ball games, he went to the three-point line, and he nailed several from the three-point line in that ball game. So he can shoot from most any place, and he's going to get his points, and right now he has 8.
Well, one thing about Tyler Cruz, though, and you mentioned this in the other ball games, Tyler Cruz gets a lot of points from the free throw line. He's a very good free throw shooter. So it's kind of surprising that you don't see him with at least one free throw in the first half. But if you look at the total fouls against both these teams, right now, there's at the end of the first half, there's only 6 total fouls against both these teams. So a very interesting aspect of this ball game, Ron.
Well, the cheerleaders out on the court, putting on a performance here for the crowd that has arrived. And there are a few empty seats, but they're pretty well taken up. And they're getting a nice hand from the crowd.
Ladies and gentlemen,
takes them a bit to roll out the mat and get everything set up and then take it down again before the end of the half.
Well, let's remind you that for any of you that were not able to make it to this ball game today and are listening to this game on the radio, the Flying Dutchman are right now ranked number 2 in the Great Lakes region of the for the NCAA tournament. Win or lose, there is a probable, or if the Flying Dutchman end up falling to Calvin this this afternoon, there is still a decent opportunity from what we've been told that they will make the NCAA tournament. Regardless of that, at the Hope Hoops luncheon on Monday at noon, there will be an announcement for the men on where they will be paired for the NCAA tournament. There is supposed to be an announcement, from what we were told, is going to be at 12:30 during that luncheon. The women's one will probably not be told because my understanding is it's going to be like later in the afternoon. So the women's one you will have to either find out through the Hope Hoops or Hope's athletic website or at 927theband.com at the Anchored in Hope section. So either way, you can find out where everybody's going to be going next weekend.
What they do is they run the announcement just like they do with the Division I and things like this coming up a little bit later. And so they'll read them off and they go through all of them. You have to kind of sit and wait until they come up to you. And if you don't, like say, win this ball game, you don't have a bid. And so you have to kind of sit on the edge of your chair and wait and see if your name comes up and is pulled along the way. If you don't hear it, you're out of luck, and so that's how you deal with it.
Well, we've kind of got the understanding that the Flying Dutchman, if they win this ball game here today and clinch the automatic berth, they have a very solid chance of getting a home game for next weekend. A lot of ifs, ands, or buts when it comes to the whole NCAA tournament on where everybody's going to be playing. The women virtually have it locked up where they'll get into the tournament. They are still ranked number 2 in the Great Lakes region, but very hard for the NCAA to hold a team that would only have one loss out if they end up falling this evening. But there's going to be a lot of interesting things going on, because what you're going to find out on Monday how far you're going to have to travel, who you're going to play, what bracket you're in. With the NCAAs for Division I and II, they kind of have things like meshed out a little bit. They have the where everybody's going to, where each of the teams will be playing beforehand. In the for Division III, it's not like that. You could end up almost anywhere depending on who gets in.
Well, you go by regions to start out with the first round, and something that happens that the Division I does not is that Division III with your region, if you have the 10 best teams in the country all in the same region, you're going to get them in the first round. That's what happens in Division III sometimes, because they'll pair off these teams, and you'll end up playing in that first round, whereas Division I, they seed them, top team against the last seed and things like this, so their chances of going on are a little bit better. But Division III, not the case.
Another odd thing they do for Division I is a lot of times they'll stick them out on the West, a team from the Midwest out to the West Coast, or somebody from the West Coast out to the Midwest. They kind of bounce them around. That does not happen for Division III. You're going to be playing in probably a decent radius. You might have to make some arrangements to make a decent travel, but it's not like you're in the first round, like Hope College is going to have to go down to Texas or Florida or California or out to Maine or something like that. They're probably going to play a team from either Wisconsin, Ohio, Indiana, somewhere in the general area.
Looks like it's probably going to be Ohio.
Yeah, and there's nothing to say that the Flying Dutchman or the Flying Dutch, there's probably a good chance that somebody's going to have a home game next weekend. Well, let's send it back to the studio. Oh, go ahead.
Well, I was looking for a stat out here a while ago when I was talking about free throw shooting Kelvin. Kelvin has taken 550 free throws this season compared to 366 for their opponents. And Kelvin has made 404 of those.
What percentage is that?
73.
Yeah, that's a good ball club, you know, going out and shooting 73% from the free throw line and taking a lot of free throws at that.
So there are almost 200 more free throws than what their opponents have taken throughout the season.
Well, let's send it back to the studio for a two-minute break. You're listening to the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show on 92.7 The Van, where the Calvin Knights are leading Hope College at halftime in the MIAA Championship 29-24. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com.
Leading 29-24, and they'll start with the basketball. Both groups have their starters back in the ballgame. DeVries gets it in to Brink. Brink will kind of walk it off the over the timeline. Goes one-on-one with Neal, feeds out to DeRees. Back in front they go to Parks. Daly on the right wing against Edson. Drives for the hole, puts it in. Well, Edson playing with two fouls that time, backed off, rather than to force the issue and pick up his third foul. 31-24, Kelvin on top. Neal for the baseline. Back out to Edson, fakes a three, gives it to Gardner. Gardner drives baseline into Van Arendonk. Out front to Edson. Alley-oops it underneath Van Arendonk, and he is fouled. I think it was DeVries that got him on the arm, either he or Cruz. It's going to go against DeVries.
Well, you had a story about Van Arendonk's free throw shooting, and now you get a chance to talk about that, Ron.
Well, he made a couple in the late in the ball game the other night, and as the paper said when they talked to him, he says, Coach tells me to say that there's no better man than me at the free throw line as he steps to the line. He says, seems to work, because when I tell myself that, I make the free throw. Well, he made one out of two that time.
Well, he's 3 for 4 for this ball game.
31-25, Kelvin with the lead in the basketball. Brink on the outside. Shot blocked by Neal.
Jeez, that's number 5.
Over to Daly. Daly goes one-on-one. Takes Edson down low. Almost lost it. Back out to Brink. He puts up a triple. No good. Van Arendonk with the rebound. Over to Gardner. Gardner in the paint. Fires it off the glass. No good. Van Arendonk with the rebound. Stivey for three on the back of the iron. No good. Rebound comes to Gardner. Van Arendonk underneath. Nice pass by Gardner. Puts it in. Gardner really working hard to get that one into Van Arendonk for two. 31-27, Calvin Parks. And we're going to get a foul, I believe. We'll have to wait and see what's going to, could possibly be three.
Hope Alex Brown, number 35, Nate Benarinoff, that is his first.
He could have chose Benarinoff, he could have chose Neal, or he could have chose Gardner, take his pick. And he picked out the big guy.
Well, that's Benarinoff's first foul.
In past the break. All the way around the edge, out front, Cruz. Yes. Now Cruz for three.
That was a two.
Two, all right. Looked like he was pretty close to that line out there. 33-27. Calvin with the lead. Hope for the basketball. To Edson on the left side. Edson goes deep. Puts a shot up and Benarinoff follows and puts it in. 33-29. Calvin. Parks into the corner on the right side. Back to DeVries over to Cruz. Cruz outside Daly underneath. Ball knocked away by Stivey, picked up by Cruz. Cruz takes it.